The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, brother?
Great, thanks, Pete. Yourself?
Yeah, really, really good. Just jumped in the creek, which was nice. Had a cleanse. And just before we pressed record, you said, how did I find you? And we run a wellness retreat here in far north New South Wales. And one of our guests is a wonderful chiropractor. Her name is Irene Chin, and she practices out of North Sydney. And she invited us to come and have a treatment with her, me and my daughters. And when I was there, I was sitting there and I found your book. It was in her library. And I started flicking through it. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And lo and behold, I found out you're a chiropractor. You live in Australia. And that's when I reached out to you. And so I think I emailed you actually from the chiropractic clinic while my daughter was having her session. And I was sitting out having a read of your work. So that's how I found you.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know,
and what I found fascinating as well was how you called what we're going through in this human experience, the game of life. Because I have been deeply tuned into that philosophy for quite some time, that this is a game that we're all playing. And there's not really a rule book, so to speak. And then I saw yours, I was like, let's have a conversation about the game of life. And how you put your wisdom into that book and your experience and your knowledge and the accumulated information that you've massed over a lifetime or many lifetimes, depending on your philosophy. So are you happy to take us through?
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, this is simply my take, and it could be very, very off, but it makes sense to me and seems to resonate with a lot of people. So I guess, you know, if we you know, come from nothing and go back to nothing, and yet there is no such thing as nothing, that sort of poses a bit of a paradox right at the beginning. I mean, you know, there's the material world and then there's an immaterial world, and we have a sort of foot in both camps, I would say. And whether we, you know, some of us say, no, we're only material, we're only physical stuff. And So we have to treat the world as physical place and treat each other as physical objects and so forth. And then, you know, the other parts is, well, you know, I'm an energy being. I'm light. I'm part of this this whole, which we call a universe, and maybe, you know, whatever is beyond that. And so, you know, we've got sort of these two parts, and the world tends to oscillate between resonating with one or the other, and the pendulum gradually swings from, you know, from one to the other, more or less. And you know, a lot of people are in the middle, some are polarized on either side. And so, you know, probably my take on it would be that we materialize, and you know, that has to do with taking on a body, and we have a memory that comes with us. So there is a combination of memories that we are knowing, I would say, at the higher level, and then memories of our past heritage on a more material level, which is encoded in our DNA. So you know, we dive in, and I suspect a conscious action, but that's, you know, that's debatable, or could be debated. And so we have a body that we play with. So, you know, we are not our body, and yet we have a body, and we get to be doing this human thing. So that sort of sets it up then. Well, how do we have such a different, unique perspective of the world, you know, on this physical plane? And so, you know, if we look at the anatomy and physiology of this, so we have a recording and coding device that runs 24/7. In other words, every cell of our body, every molecule, every atom of our body is imbued with this consciousness that we record our reality, or make our reality out of, by virtue of our perception. So that perception then is when you start to look at the download of it and the structure of that perception. It's neurologically represented, not necessarily just in the brain. There are, you know, a number of brains in the body, and then which are systems, such as the gut and the heart and the reproductive system and so forth. So then, you know, within that we have the energy centers of the body, and those are some mediators of this distribution of source. And so we interact with our environment based on our perceptions of that environment. And that's where we take on things along the way, that, or phenomena along the way, I would suggest, at least from conception, about how the world is. Is it safe? Is it secure? Is it scary? Am I capable? Am I not? Can I trust people? All that sort of stuff gets encoded into our neurology and stored. And so a situation that occurs that gives us a sense of fear of some, you know, it could be a loud noise or something, and then we encode that. So you know, loud noises are dangerous. And then down the road a little bit, you know, we could be 2 months or 2 years or, you know, 20 years down the track, we hear this loud noise, it triggers the memory, and we do a certain behavior that we did when we were in utero, say, for example. And so we go back to our resource for how do you deal with that loud noise. You know, and it could be a red car, it could be, you know, a frown from father, it could be whatever, it doesn't matter. There's a stimulus, and then there's a sort of response we go to in our animal hind brain. So we're there making sense of our world in this construct. So what we do know is that nerves that fire together wire together, and over time then the wiring of our nervous system, our neurology, gives us our reality, and therefore our identity and our, you know, so-called personality and our character traits and so forth. So that becomes us. So it might seem, right? So that's where, you know, if we become very grounded in that, in our physical self and in the physical world, then that's our lot. That's who we are. You know, I'm like I am because of this. And we have professionals who tell us that, yeah, this is your story, and therefore that's how you are, and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, that's one way of seeing the world. Another way of seeing the world is that, well, I'm on this adventure. I have these challenges and these gifts and these, if you like, predestined phenomena. And how do I deal with them? You know, I've chosen this somehow. I don't know necessarily how I chose it, but I've chosen it, and it's a useful frame. So from there, it's like, okay, cool. Let's make the most of it. Let's see how we can deal with it, reframe it. If it's not useful, if it is useful, let's do more of it. And so, I guess that encoding then led me to look at, having been a chiropractor for the last 47 years, I got into it by one meeting with a couple of guys who are chiropractic students over 50 years ago now, and just over a couple of beers in a little pub in Gastown in Vancouver called Gassy Jack's, and they told me about this thing called chiropractic, and it was like, we don't treat knee diseases. All we do is remove interferences from brain's one nerve system and the person's energy system, and it allows them to pop to a new level. And I was like, fuck out, that's got my name all over it, because I've been looking at physio and medicine and all that sort of stuff as a 19-year-old to get into as a career. It's like, my God, that's amazing. So, you know, it's so simple, and you just do it with these hands. It's like, what? And so, so that began the process that led me to becoming a chiropractor. And I remember very distinctly at that time, it's like, if I could just make just one little bit of difference to a person's life, it's all been worthwhile. You know, so it wasn't to make a bucket of money, to have the diplomas of, the doctor and all that sort of stuff. It was just like, hey, if this can make an impact, this little bit in the universe that causes a person to take a whole different perspective in their life, and then, hey, this is what it's about. So it's been really cool, because over that period of time, it's been, that's a daily mantra. It's not necessarily that I consciously related it. It's simply an awareness that this matters, this person. Moment in time of the impact that we have as a human being. And that's a really profound part, I think, is that, every one of us have our own superpower. Every one of us is unique, and we all have this ability to impact, and we cannot not impact those around us. So there's a huge responsibility that comes with that. Every moment that we have in our life is a moment of transformation for ourselves and others. And so we're either evolving or we're devolving. And so our neurology then is set up for a certain structure based on our past experience. And as we outlined there before, so then the choices become, is this useful? Is this not useful? Am I running my neurology appropriately or inappropriately for this given outcome? Right. So then that throws the power back into us, because the recognition, I think, and one of the underlying factors in the innate model process is that there's nothing broken, there's nothing missing. This is perfect, just the way it is. And part of us says, oh, bloody hell, I was doing all right for you to say that sort of thing. But really, when it comes down to it, we are where we are, and let's accept and do it the best we can without interference, and remove as many interferences as we can to allow that innate wisdom to flow through. So that sort of brings it up to the time when we sort of looked at the innate model. So maybe, you want to jump in there?
Man, I could sit here all day and listen to you. I want you to, if you don't mind, just repeat for me what those young chiropractic students said to you about what chiropractic is, because that one line that you delivered was just so profound. I have heard it before, but I think it's worth repeating slowly for people to grasp what that is.
Okay. So what I got from it at that point was that the journey is ours as an individual, right? So in other words, it's not even about the person we're attending to, like as a practitioner, for example. If we have a responsibility within ourselves, or like, no, I'm not a responsibility. That's too positive. I mean, we have this choice within ourselves to be an act of empowerment for someone, or to create an environment that allows people to be empowered. I mean, it's not even that we do anything to them. It's just like create an environment where we're we put something out there, in this case for these two hands, that allows a person to reconnect or comprehend themselves and their body and their environment, their world, their universe, in a more resourceful way. So that was sort of the hit that I got on that. Is it's like, look, it's not really about the masses. It's not about...
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.